Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Roselli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike De La Haas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wynn Hawkins. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wynn Hawkins. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Hawkins covering, for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pearsall for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Francona reaches second base with a double. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli hits a line drive into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Romano moves to second. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz hits a line drive into left field. Here's the throw into the infield and Aparicio commits an error. Power is thrown out. Romano scores. De La Haz moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Wynn Hawkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. De La Haz scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Haz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Haz fields it and throws to second for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field. Minoso picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Minoso. Pearsall moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox won. The White Sox will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a line drive towards third. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli is 0-for-1 in the game. Roselli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Bauman now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. De La Haz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Haz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hawkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wynn Hawkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hawkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey juggles the ball. That's an error on Carey. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive towards the mound. Bauman catches it and throws to first to double up Temple. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli is 0-for-2 in the game. Roselli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roselli moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Hoz fields it and throws to third for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-2 in the game. Essigian strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Romano reaches second base with a double. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive towards third. Carey catches it and throws to second to double up Romano. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Aspromontii now playing second base. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sievers hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Robinson moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Warren Hacker now pitching. Mike De La Hoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Hoz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. De La Hoz strikes out. One out. Bob Hale pinch hits for Wynn Hawkins. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. K. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aspromonte. The throw from Roselli to Fox and they have Aspromonte trapped. The throw over to Sievers, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Funk now pitching. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Roselli hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Warren Hacker. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Funk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Herbert now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Francona hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Francona reaches second base with a double. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson throws the ball into Aparicio, who tags Phillips trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Francona scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Chuck Essigian. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive towards first. Sievers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kirkland now playing right field. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Funk fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson moves to second. Sammy Esposito pinch runs for Roy Sievers. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-4 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Esposito moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3. Indians. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Esposito moves to third. Smith moves to second. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Bob Roselli. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-5, White Sox. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is hit by the pitch. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-5 in the game. Aparicio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. J.C. Martin now playing first base. Schirmlaller now catching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. De La Haz hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Frank Funk. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.